Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
When she woke up from the dream and she had his hat, and you said, oh, she smuggled it out in her vajayjay.
I am assured that in the Nightmare on Elm Street, the only way to get anything in or out of a dream is to stick it up your vajayjay and smuggle it in or out.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Doesn't that sound horrible?
Isn't it always the way, Kendall, when you're on an airplane, you are seated next to a crusty nun or a crying baby?
I always get set right behind some baby or right near some family. Oh, so, well, speaking of, when we went to home for Christmas last time, we sat right down, like, across the aisle from somebody, and, before the plane took off, the baby would non-stop, stop crying. And the stewardess came up and was like, anything I can get you? And they're like, no, I'm so sorry. And you could tell they were, traumatized by it.
Yeah.
But, why won't babies shut up?
It is funny because whenever I see a baby on a plane, I do think, and my first thought is, oh, but then I immediately say, Cliff, no, be nice. And so I try to think oh, what a cute baby. But then I still come back to oh, what a cute baby. They better shut them the hell up.
Yeah. No, I know. And I don't know. I think when I have kids, I'm not going to travel with them to protect everyone else's ears.
Nobody wants them. Invite me to their high school graduation, and I will be glad to meet them.
Because nobody wants to see a baby anyway. Or nobody wants to,
A baby's not going to remember anything on a vacation. Seen and not heard. I just made that up. I hope that catches on.
That sounds familiar. So, Cliff.
What?
Are you going to have children ever?
Well, that's a loaded question that makes me reevaluate my life and how sad it is. How pitiful everything about me is. Let's say in a perfect world, I'm looking at my desktop here. In a perfect world, I would be married to Jake Gyllenhaal. And we would say, oh, let's have a little child. Let's adopt a little black child from some needy country. And we would adopt them and have, one child of every race. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
That would. I didn't know I had started stupid questions so soon. let me change the phrasing of that question.
Kendall, whenever you ask a question, we are immediately playing.
I know.
Kendall's stupid
But do you
question.
Want
That's
children
a joke.
Ever?
That is a joke.
Would you ever want children? Not will you ever
Just
have.
A little yolk. Well, here's the thing. Here's the real thing. I know I said
Break it down. Break it down for us, Cliff.
Let me break it down to you. I really think, and I've heard it said before, that anybody with a real brain, a thinking person would not have children. I think that they would adopt a child that obviously needed a home, that needed someone to love them and raise them, because we don't need any more children. But I think what it does is humanity, and I'm not saying this about you, saying this about everybody ever, okay?
Yeah.
And humanity makes you want to reproduce yourself.
Yeah.
Not even in the old way of, oh, we have to populate the world, or, oh, we just don't have birth control. There are smart people who, they're like, I love me so much that I would like another me to be around.
Well, don't you want another me, Cliff?
Another you or another another me?
Another
frankly,
me.
Frankly, I've had enough of both of us.
Which is what our listeners are thinking at the moment.
I know. That's what they've been thinking for about 150 episodes,
yeah.
Kendall.
Well,
so,
I took the initiative to go online and pull up the 10 most popular baby names of the 2000s.
Oh, now I recently took a quiz. Did you take this quiz on Facebook?
No, what was the quiz?
You need to take it because you would get a good grade to it. It grades your parents on how original they were with your name.
Oh, I would.
You would.
No, having said that, let me read the most popular names of the 2000s.
Well, okay, but now let me tell you real briefly, because my parents got an A- for Cliff in 1981 because it was not, you know, there were like 700 names more popular than it. And this is the best part, Kendall. This is the part that proves there is a God who loves us and is looking out for all of us. Because it today, if I had been born, like the name that's as popular as Cliff was in 1981 is Heath. I would have been Heath. Could you imagine Heath and Kendall coast to coast?
Well, it would have been Kendall and Heath coast to coast because that rolls better off the tongue.
Kendall and Heath all across America.
But so the most popular male names in the top 10 are Jacob, Michael, Joshua, Matthew, Christopher, Andrew, Daniel, Ethan, Joseph, and number 10, my name, William.
Oh, well, William is not your name.
No, it is my name, but it's not my name. But
it doesn't count.
God.
Well, first, yeah, exactly. So first, Jacob, short for Jake, is of course the most popular name, my husband.
The top 10 women names are Emily, Madison, Emma, Hannah, Olivia, Abigail, Isabella, Ashley, Samantha, and Elizabeth.
I hate everybody named any of those names.
I do too.
Those are all terrible.
I do too. Oof.
Whatever happened to Gertrude, Betty?
Oh, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Yeah! Euphigenia, whatever happened to that?
Now, there's a name Ethel. That you don't hear a lot anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
I love the name Ethel. If you have a girl, you damn well better name it Ethel.
Well, no, we already have our girl's name picked out.
Don't call it Elle. That's terrible.
It's not Elle.
Okay.
That's what you said before.
I was kidding.
You were not
We
kidding.
Want to have children, though, and I, you know, I know there are lots of children that need adopting, but I actually do want to have one, I think, and then adopt one. Okay.
Well, if you adopt one, I will at least forgive you for having birth. Giving birth to the other.
But somebody's got to carry on the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, you know, franchise. So I have
our adopted African American children will do that.
It'll be
Jamal Kendall, and Terrell, Coast to Coast.
No, Kendall Jr. and Coast to Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Because I will let mine keep its real name.
Yeah. Detroit, let's call Alan and see if he could get us.
This is bordering on freaking Gustar Allen racism.
I didn't mean for it to be racist. I was just assuming you would adopt a child from Africa.
I would. You know, and the only route to be like Madonna. So I think that's more like homophobic than it is racist.
I'm being homophobic.
Being homophobic against myself.
But you usually are anyway. So.
You've heard of a self-hating Jew. I'm a self-hating homosexual.
You're a self-hating everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're a self-hating fatso.
Fatso, thank you. That's what I was just about to say.
Anyway.
Kendall, I feel like you're joking over there with that name L for that baby.
What?
I was trying to segue. This is my America's Next Top Podcaster.
Yeah, you're getting a little rusty.
It's been so long since we won that title, you know.
I know. Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some bad jokes.
All righty, Rudy, Rudy.
Oh, that's why the baby's crying, because he belched in his face.
Belched
a little bit of parenting 101. Don't belch in the child's face.
You know, right. I do have to warn you, if I ever babysit your birthed or adopted child, I may belch in its face.
Well, we know who won't be babysitting children over here. All right, Cliff. A man, he was driving down a quiet country lane.
All right.
When out on the road, strayed a big old rooster.
Mm.
Right in the middle of the road. It was laid down in the middle of the road. Whack! He hit the rooster and it disappeared under the car in a cloud of feathers. Now, shaken, the man pulled out over at the farmhouse and rang the doorbell, and the farmer appeared, and the man said very nervously, "I think I killed your rooster. Please allow me to replace him." And the farmer said, "Suit yourself. The hens are around the back."
Oh. Ouch.
Bestiality at its finest.
Kendall, one night, an 87-year-old woman came home from playing bingo,
that's what they do.
To find her husband in bed with another woman.
Oh.
Kendall, she was angry. She became violent and ended up pushing him off the balcony of their 20th floor apartment, killing him instantly.
Ooh.
When brought before the court on charges of murder, she was asked if she had anything to say in defense of herself. "Well, Your Honor," she began coolly, I figured that at 92, if he could fuck, he could fly.
Oh, what a brazen hussy she is.
Cold hearted 87-year-old.
Nah, Cliff. This young blonde woman comes home from school and she asks her mother,
blonde.
Is it true what Rita just told me? That babies come out of the same place where boys put their thingies?
Oh!
And the mother said, yes, dear. Pleased with the subject had finally come up so that she wouldn't have to explain it. Uh-huh. And the little girl, she said, but then when I have a baby, won't it knock my teeth out? What a little whore.
That was an oldie but a goodie. I have told that one before, but it's worth repeating.
We have done over 150 episodes. I can't keep track of all of them.
It's worth repeating. I'm saying. I was glad to hear it. Like an old friend coming to visit.
Like an old friend. Welcome home.
You know, a woman wanted to surprise her husband one night, so she bought a pair of crotchless panties. Have you ever, Susan, have any of those, Kendall? Crotchless panties.
Oh, my God.
When her husband got home from work, though, you know what happened? He found his wife spread eagle on the floor with them crotchless panties on.
Oh, no.
And you know what she asked him, Kendall? She said, you want some of this? And the husband replied, hell no. Look what it did to your underwear. Ouch.
I got to remember that one.
Yeah, you got it.
So Cliff, little Johnny, he walks into school one day.
All right.
To find his substitute. Oh, I forgot. Little Johnny, yay. He walks into school to find a substitute in place of the regular teacher. Now, you know this is not in well for the substitute. Oh.
Well, maybe she can teach him the proper ways.
Maybe.
Just this one day.
Maybe. So she says, hello, class. I'm Miss Prussy. That's P-R-U-S-S-Y.
Kendall, I hate to tell you, this is an oldie but a goodie. Too.
I don't care. When you say my name in class, remember it has an R after the first letter. And so the entire class says, hello, Miss Prussy. So a few days later, the regular teacher is still sick when little Johnny gets to his desk and the teacher asks what her name is. And Johnny thinks hard and he says to the teacher, I remember it has an R after the first letter.
Oh,
and she says, yes, that's right. And she tried to teach him proper ways. And then after a few seconds, little Johnny says, was it Mrs. Crunt?
Crunt. Can you imagine if you walked in your substitute and she said, my name is Mrs. Prussy?
I would say, you just need to turn around and walk right back out the door.
You just got home. Kendall, a man was visiting his wife in the hospital where she had been in a coma for several years.
Oh, no.
On this visit, though, he decided to rub her left boob instead of just talking to her.
Ooh.
And as he does this, Kendall, this comatose woman, let out a sigh. And the man runs out and tells the doctor, who says this is a good sign, and suggests he tries rubbing her right boob to see if there's any reaction. So the man goes in, Kendall, and rubs her right boob, and this brings on a moan.
Ooh.
From this, the doctor suggests that the man should go in and try some oral sex.
Oh.
And the doctor, of course, he says he'll wait outside, as this is a personal act and doesn't want the man to be embarrassed. Now, the man goes in, Kendall, then he comes out, and about 5 minutes later, white as a sheet, and he tells the doctor his wife is dead. The doctor asked what happened. To which he says, my wife is dead. And the doctor said, well, what happened? And the man replies, she choked.
Oh,
can you believe it, Kevin?
Oh,
can you believe
what
these
an
sluts?
Idiot. Leave it to you to tell a joke about comas and oral sex. Is that all the jokes you got?
You know, I had all the jokes. I have one personal aside. I went to this drugstore, you know, this one time.
Oh,
and I said, I need one of them condoms with insecticide. Trying to hold back a laugh, the druggist replied, you mean with spermicide, right? And I said, no, I mean insecticide. My wife has a bug up her ass, and I aim to kill the son of a
bitch.
Can you believe what I did that time in the pharmacy?
Well, that's funny. I never knew you were married. So I think it's time to take a break.
Oh, Kendall, I have to take a break after all this choking coma victim jokes.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Cliff and Kendall will be right back in one fat minute.
Why run a marathon when you can run a Cliff and Kendall obesathon?
You don't have to log one single mile of that 26.2 miles because Cliff and Kendall's Obesathon only lasts 2 blocks. But don't worry, at the end of our race, there's still partying, food, t-shirts, and gold medals so everyone can feel like a winner. That's right, run your Obesathon today. Go to cliffandkendall.com for more information.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled Fatcast, I mean podcast.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
What a break!
What a break. I had 3 children while we were on break.
Sadly, I'm still childless.
Well, you can have one of mine. Her name is Elle.
As I will die childless, as I will reject any children given to me by the named Elle.
You would just let that baby die on the street.
Anybody named after a letter of the alphabet.
Well, you know who would take it?
Who?
The Pope.
Oh, take that, Pope.
Take that. Take Elle, Pope.
Take my stupidly named child, Pope. If you had named a child that, Kendall, I would love it and lavish upon it. Yeah.
You would make fun of it constantly on the show. It would have a big complex from Uncle Cliff.
No, I would. If it became a child, I really wouldn't.
If it became
a child. But we are all grown-up sperm walking around. Isn't that weird?
God, it is so weird. I don't have any weird news. Is that what you're trying to segue to?
No, I was just saying that.
Every time anybody says weird now, I want to say, weird. No.
Kendall, but you know what I really love to do? The best part of the job, helping people.
What? Oh, right. Oops. I'd say I had things you should know set up next. That's why I was confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to throw us all off track.
You didn't throw us off. I was just confused. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Just bear with us, listeners at home.
You've got questions. We've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall.
All right.
All right, Cliff. It's time for our Dear Cliff and Kendall segment. Why don't you start us off?
Okay, let me find here. Where is this?
Where's that mailbag at?
All right.
Ooh, it's a loud letter.
Okay, let's see what this letter is all about here. Dear Cliff and Kendall, which animals are okay to have sex with or fantasize about? Ooh. Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to make love to a leopard or a lion. However, are animals like that normal to think about? It seems as if animal fantasies and dreams are completely taboo. Like that show y'all did one time a long time ago called Taboos. Which animals are appropriate to have sexual thoughts and dreams about or to actually have sex with? Mice are too small and squirmy, but they are convenient. Chickens are annoying and loud, like babies. And my dog is too uncooperative. Please help. Signed, Horny in Harrisburg. Kendall, what do you think?
Ooh. How do you always manage to pick up these letters out of our mailbag?
They're just drawn to me.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin. Okay, first of all, that is called bestiality.
It is. Thank you for defining. Where's the Webster's definition of that?
I don't know. If you'd give me a heads up on what I'm just so shocked right now. I'm in such shock that I can't even think of definition.
It is shocking. It is shocking.
Okay. You should not have sex with any animals because we're different species. And.
Okay.
Okay. You go ahead. What do you say?
Well, as much as I sort of did want to have sex with that blue avatar guy, I would have to say...
But that's not an animal.
That was a CGI creature and really caused
that him to... That was a humanoid.
It was a humanoid. This is Avatar, everybody. And I would have much preferred, given the option, to have sex with his human counterpart in a wheelchair. But now, okay. I think that it's wrong. I think you need to seek psychological help or at least write in to a few more podcasts and ask them to help you. Don't you think, Kendall?
I do. I mean, that may be the first Cliff and Kendall we've ever agreed on.
I think it might be. Let's see if we can go for two. What's your question?
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I've been dating Chad for 3 years. About a year ago, I had sex with a couple other guys and I immediately confessed to Chad and told him about how sorry I was for hurting him. He forgave me and told me that he had lied to me about touching the strippers at his brother's bachelor's party earlier that year. Now, Chad says that because of my mistakes, he wants to be free to be with other girls while still dating me. This includes making out, sex, and anything that a steady couple would do. He told me I can do the same, and he only wants his freedom to ensure that I am the one for him. I don't want to do it because I already know that he's the one for me. Chad says if I don't allow him to do what he wants, I'm being a hypocrite, and he needs to see for himself that I'm the one he wants. Yet he also says he would want to see others regardless of what I did. I don't want to leave him, but I don't want to share with him either. What should I make of this? Loves, Chad in Peoria. Okay, Cliff, what do you think?
Well, Ken, I honestly think that this guy is giving her a fair shake because he's like, look, this is what I want to do. This is where I'm at. If you can't come along with me, you know, then maybe we're not right for each other. But, you know, and I understand she loves him and she's not ready to do this, but maybe she really doesn't love him as much as she thinks, because maybe they're not that as compatible as she thinks, you know, if she's upset by this. What do you think?
Well, we're not really two for two anymore. No, I think that if he's using her excuse of whatever had happened in the past to go say, oh, let's be free and do whatever we want to do, that he really, you know, she's not the one for him, and he's just trying to find others and using that as an excuse. So I don't think they should be together. I think she should dump him and move on and find somebody that they can appreciate each other, you know, equally.
Yeah, I think if they're not on the same page, one or the other of them should take the reins, as it were, and just end it all.
And don't say that, because that may be...
Don't say that. When you call someone and say, we need to talk, don't let that be the first thing you say.
All right, well, I hope we've helped some people out there, Cliff.
Yeah, but I think we still agreed that we think they're incompatible.
Okay, well, yeah, so we're two for two. First time ever.
First time ever. Everybody, in y'all's diaries, mark this down.
Mark this down in your diaries. Oh, that's something that everyone should know, Cliff.
The first time we agreed on how to help people on Dear Cliff and Kendall. I know. Now, what are some other things that everybody should know, Ken Ben?
Well, it's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things You Should Know. And now, here's your host, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Do love us.
Well, that's something we can agree on for sure. Now go ahead and start us out, Cliff.
All right, Kendall. What sitcom star earned a record $267 million? $267 million for his last season on the air in 1998.
With last season, would that be Seinfeld?
It would be.
Woo! I'm watching all the seasons now.
Oh.
All right, Cliff, what type of vegetarian excludes all types of meat but still eats eggs and dairy products? And that would be me. So what would you call me?
Is that an ovo-lacto vegetarian?
Well, it's pronounced lacto-ovo, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Oh, good.
Look at you. Like a smart ass.
I'm a vegetarian. I know all about this shit.
I know, but you've recently become a vegan, so.
Well, I like to think that I'm the world's best vegetarian and the world's worst vegan.
Okay.
That's what I like to consider myself.
Okay, good.
I think if I get a C- in veganism, I still get an A+ in vegetarianism, don't you think?
The world's fattest podcaster and the world's worst vegan. Okay.
I think that's appropriate for me, for my epitaph. all right, Kendall, what nation's McDonald's president claimed that by eating burgers, quote, for 1,000 years we will become taller, our skin will whiten, and our hair become blonde?
All right, is the question which country's president?
Yeah, what nation's president of McDonald's?
So there's different president of McDonald's in different nations, is that what you're saying?
Apparently. According to this question.
Is it American?
No, Japan.
Oh. That sounds like something an American would say.
I know.
You wouldn't think a Japanese person would say, oh, you get tired. Well, you know, they're probably made of kale over there or something.
Probably. I hope so.
I hope they're a lot healthier than they are here. All right.
Like a crusty burger.
Speaking of other nations, Cliff.
Not a crusty burger. I mean a Mr. Krabby Patty. Not a Krusty Burger. The initial meat-flavored sandwich of the 1984 Olympics. I meant a Krabby Patty.
Oh, that's okay. What they call you all the time, right? Krabby Patty?
Uh-huh. Cliff, they call me Big Ugly Fat.
What is
Who will die childless.
What is the unit of currency in Russia?
Ruble.
How did you know that?
I'm a genius!
Because it's things that everyone should know!
That's right. Now, okay. Here's another one for you.
Okay.
What radio host's signature sign-off is be well, do good work, and keep in touch?
Radio, did you say?
Radio host. So not, we love you.
That would be Cliff.
I'm Cliff. I'm Kendall. Thanks for tuning in. What do you say before I say we love you?
You don't even know. You don't even care. I say you're just waiting so you can say we love you.
Exactly.
I say thanks for listening, and you say
thanks
we love you.
Thanks for listening.
Anyway, we're going off on a tangent.
Do you remember in Man on the Moon, Tony Clifton? He's like, and he was reading the script of Taxi, you know, and he's Andy Kaufman. Uh-huh. He's like, bullshit, bullshit, my line, bullshit, bullshit, my line. That's Maya.
Anyway, we went off on a tangent. Is it Larry King?
No.
Who?
It is our good friend and confidant, Garrison Keillor.
Oh, really?
He says that on, I don't know if they still do it anymore, but it used to be a downloadable podcast, The Writer's Almanac.
Oh.
And it was every day. And he would come on and he would say something about, like, that day, happened that day.
Yeah.
And, like, read a poem. And it was real wonderful. It was just a few minutes. And then at the end of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're talking. He might have said this in some other show, too. But he always said, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
I haven't listened to that in a couple years. Now, what meteorological
Kendall, did you know I was thinking that?
No, well, we're always on the same page. But what meteorological phenomenon causes a warm current of water to appear every 3 to 7 years in the eastern Pacific Ocean, causing unusual weather conditions all over the world?
Is that El Nino?
Yes, it is. And we are in an El Nino year. Did you know that?
I just hate El Nino so much.
I do too. It is raining right now in California. That is fucked up. El Nino.
You know, it never rains in California, but boy, don't they warn you.
But when it rains, it pours.
Man,
it pours. Do you have any other?
I have one more bonus for you. What U.S. state has the highest percentage of women who gave birth out of wedlock? And this is a multiple choice. So think of the skankiest state out of these three.
New Jersey. Oh, it's multiple choice.
Ouch, Garden Staters.
Jersey Shore, yeah. Go ahead.
Mississippi, New York, or Oregon? Highest percentage of women out of wedlock birth.
Oregon?
Mississippi, New York, or Oregon? You say Oregon?
Yeah.
Wrong again.
Mississippi. Well, that was the first obvious choice, and then I thought maybe you were trying to trick me.
Well, see, I thought New York, because maybe like people are just real erudite and they don't think that they need to
be married. They're more cultured.
Yeah. They are quicker to use birth control. But yeah. Mississippi, a lot of Bible-thumping skanks down in there.
Well, because they're, you know. Anyway, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
That's where all of our future babies are coming from. Idiots who refuse to use birth control.
Well, that and the Pope.
And largely due to the idiot Pope telling them, just go in raw.
The Pope is going to pay for this.
Yeah, who's going to pay for these abortions is what I wonder.
Well, he won't because he says...
Not him. He's got his dress bill is too high this month.
His Pope Mobile, the maintenance alone.
Oh, he's got to get the tires rotated on the Pope Mobile.
You know, Cliff, it's really sad that nobody's going to pay for those abortions.
It's sad. It is sad.
And so is this sad music. It makes me want to cry, Cliff. It makes me want to cry.
You know, every once in a while, I don't know if we really talked about how sad this music is.
Oh, listen how sad it is. The baby's crying again.
Oh, no. Somebody find it. It's, what do you call it, Kendall? It's pacifier. What would you say? What's your slang term for pacifier?
Oh, I say hit it in the face. No, I'm just kidding. We used to call it a binky.
That's good.
Or a foo-foo. I called it a foo-foo. My niece and nephew
called it a foo-foo, too.
Look at us.
That's why we were meant to be.
That's why we're meant to podcast.
Yeah, my stepmother used to call my little brothers, get ready to vomit, a passy.
Ugh. I just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah. That's why whenever, I would say, here's your foo-foo. Because it was a foo-foo. Come on, everybody. Assholes. It's a foo-foo.
Well, all you other assholes out there, if you called it a passy,
wake up, asshole!
You need to go to our website, cliffandkendall.com. You can check us out at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. In fact, if you type anything in the web /cliffandkendall, you're probably going to find us. We're there. We're all over the web.
Yeah, y'all need to check out our XTube channel.
Mm.
Kendra, I have a quote. Do you have a quote?
What is XTube, Cliff? I do. Go ahead, you go ahead first.
I don't know. This is from a listener email. all right. This quote goes like this. Getting a burp out of your little thing is probably the greatest satisfaction I've come across. It's truly one of life's most satisfying moments. And that was said by Brad Pitt. Don't you think he'd love me and be satisfied constantly by me belching in his
face? What was he talking about, getting a little burp out of my little small thing?
Out of his baby.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Now, Cliff, out of his stupid idiot baby.
Out of his wang. I've got two quotes for you. A baby will make love stronger, days shorter, nights longer, bankroll smaller, home happier, clothes shabbier, the past forgotten, and the future worth living for. Now, that's an unknown author.
I like it.
And then speaking of one of our things you should know, Jerry Seinfeld, he said a two-year-old is kind of like having a blender, but you don't have the top for it. Which I think is hilarious.
That is good. Good one, Jer.
Good one, Jer. Lucky for you, you made 200 and something damn million that last episode.
So he can buy whoever he wants to clean up all that baby vomit.
Yeah, so Cliff, why don't you take us home?
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
What did you say there? I love you. We love you. What do you say?
Oh, whatever.
Everyone
bye.
Here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast Studios loves you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.